but I've got my park ever. I don't really like it much because the fur gets in me mad. I only bought one because we made it. It's supposed to be the fashion, I want to spend money. I used to be punk. I spent all that money on bondage things and leather jackets. And what happens? They bring out another fashion. I wait for the next one. I wanted to be a hippie, but I was always too young. Anyway, I suppose I better rev up and rev off. But now punk songs.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We need some help from you now. Come on, Scooby-Doo, I see you. You're not fooling me, cause I can see the way you shake and shiver. You know we got a mystery to solve, so Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back, and Scooby-Doo, if you come through, you're gonna have yourself a Scooby snack.
That's a fact.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, here are you.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob. It creeps and leaps.
Turn up this record and turn the lights down.
To the creek, to the monster creek.
Try a new dance that just blew into town.
To the creek, to the monster creek.
Put out your arms like a Frankenstein. Stomp around the room and have a crazy time. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. And do the creep, do the creep.
To the creek, to the monster creek.
Make like a vulture, give your girl a peck. She can be a vampire nibbling on your neck.
And do the creep, to the creep, to the monster creep. And do the creep, to the creep, to the monster creep.
If you do the creep and you do it well, your favorite cruel friend will be under your spell.
Monster creep,
ah ha ha.
Do the creep, do the monster creep.
Do the creep, do the monster creep.
Come every midnight and bring your special day.
Do the creep, do the monster creep.
Everybody's meeting at the cemetery gate.
Very scary, kids. Ooh, very scary. Ooh.
Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
101.5 UMFM.
Very, very scary. Very creepy.
Yes.
The monster creepy.
Monster creep.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
We've got Captain Dan here.
Ahoy, mateys.
I would introduce Hunter, but he's like so into his game on his phone that he's not even paying attention.
I'm paying attention. What do you mean?
What did we just talk about?
You were introducing yourself to the show.
Well, he was paying attention.
Okay, I stand corrected. Is that... Wow! The God.
Have ye little faith.
Well.
Well.
Well. No, we're here.
We are.
We're live.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Scary season is upon us.
Indeed.
Yes, it's upon us.
It's been upon us for a while.
Yes.
In fact, it's been upon us for so long that the stores have now moved on to Christmas.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's very soon, right? Like, I'm not crazy.
Seems very earlier this year.
Very earlier this year.
Very earlier this year.
I'm a firm believer in no Christmas till after Remembrance Day. Like, after Remembrance Day, go hog wild.
Yeah,
I agree.
Right? Because Remembrance Day is kind of a very important day that we should all...
Remember.
Yes. It's in the name.
Yeah.
But focus on. So I always feel, you know, then have at ye.
Yeah.
And I will Grinch out, as I usually do, to a degree. And but for now, it's spooky time.
Now
it's spooky season.
It's spooky time.
Bring out your dead.
Bring out your dead.
Yes. So you have planned a double back-to-back twinsy show.
Halloween spooktacular.
Spooktaculars.
Yes.
This week and next week?
Yeah. Next week's a little different, though, but it's still...
Oh. Oh, it's a little different.
Oh, is it now?
Is it still creepy?
Yeah.
Is it still spooky?
Yeah.
Well, it's the same.
But or different.
I'll see.
You'll see.
We'll all see. But for now, you've got this like 60s kind of 60s vibe.
Yeah. 60s campy horror kind of.
Is it just me or was like the camp horror high in the 60s? Like it was a thing.
Yeah.
Like you had the Addams Family. You had the Munsters.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. And these were like, I remember watching Munster, but I remember watching it in repeat, obviously. My dad loved that show. Like, loved it. And I remember thinking like, what is it with the 60s and like the creep factor?
I think it was that whole entire Cold War era, so it's like, because even with science fiction was big back in the 60s too.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Very good point. Yeah, maybe it's like a little offshoot.
Yeah,
but I always found it very weird. I was like, what was in the ether that, like, you know, you had like two very popular shows, The Addams Family and The Munsters, about a family of creeps.
Yep.
And I love them, like, don't get me wrong, I loved it, but yeah, it was a little weird.
Yeah,
like you said, Scooby-Doo in there too, which in its core is a creepy, ghosty.
It is.
Those meddling kids.
Right.
Would have gotten
They're
away
all
with
high.
It. Yeah.
Very much so.
Duh. Scooby snacks. So anyway, that was the theme from Scooby-Doo by Ohio Express. I don't know if that's the original.
I think so, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, sounded really original, but I'm like, maybe. After that was The Blob.
By The Five Blobs.
There's a lot of also that like kitschy one-off, one-hit, Spooky Wonders songs.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
Yeah, it was all that 50s, 60s at all.
Yeah.
Monster Mash. And
so good, though.
Yep.
And then we finished off with The Munsters.
But The Munster Creep.
The Munster Creep. We were doing a little creepy dancing in here. People can't see it, so.
No.
Thank God. Yeah.
Thank goodness, dude.
I don't know. It was pretty funny. I think
it was, actually,
I think sometimes people can see what we do in this booth. One, they'd be really bored because the three of us sit and play on our phones.
Yeah, we do that.
And then Daniel does something really funny, like he just did right there.
But you can't see it.
But you can't see it. We could be here in no pants and no one would know.
We could say what we're doing, but we're not really doing what we're saying.
Right, I'm running laps around the station right now.
Yeah.
No.
Leprechauns running around.
Right.
Not at all.
But we'll do some, we'll talk about a few things. Punk Rock Flea Market happened, so we'll do a little recap of that. Halloween stuff is kicking up.
Ooh, yes, very scary.
The record sale happened. It's going to, you know, it's we had so much stuff. There's going to be a lull coming up soon of because as we hunker down and start our hibernations here in Manitoba.
Yeah,
because
all the Christmas flea markets are popping up soon.
Yes, oh my God. But we'll get into all that. Yeah. We should play some music.
Let's play some more music.
So this is Mr. Gasser.
And the Weirdos.
The Weirdos.
With Surfer Ghoul.
Raisin monstrosity. Let us sleep in hollow. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abodes to catch a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash. They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rockin', all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played a mash.
They played a monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
Caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. It seems he was troubled by just one thing. He opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught on in a flash. It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the band. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Vincent sent you. Now you can monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. Now you can monster mash.
They did the mash.
Come now, my pretty.
The monster mash.
Do the monster mash.
They did the
it
mash.
Won't hurt.
They did the mash.
I promise.
They did the mash.
Thank you.
it's like a sky type of garage rock surf version. It's still freaking scary to me.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you hear that, like, yeah, the hairs. Yeah. Welcome to Punks and Parkas.
Welcome back.
101.5 UMFM. We got Hunter.
Yeah.
Playing Geometry Dash.
No, I'm not actually.
What are you doing?
I'm playing Bloons Tower Defense.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. We got Captain Dan.
Ahoy.
Not playing a game.
No.
No.
Paying attention.
I'm not paying attention.
Yes. And myself, DJ. Yes.
Penny Lane.
That's me. It is a spooky, spooktacular.
It is.
Spook fest.
Spookerific.
Are you spooked?
I am spooked.
That set started all off with Mr. Gasser and the Weirdos.
With Surfer Ghoul.
That was funny. The Ventures with Fear.
Ooh.
King Curtis after that.
Voodoo Woman.
Voodoo Woman.
The Monotones.
Thank you.
With The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
I'm looking right at it. You think my mind could read it? No.
And the Master of Horror himself, yes. Vincent Price, with The Monster Mash.
And we just heard Lost Straitjackets.
With the Halloween theme.
Yeah. So there's some really classic Halloween movies, like Halloween, Freddy.
It's called Nightmare on Elm
Street. I know. I am not a horror movie person. Like, it's weird. I love, like, a psychological. Like, it's so funny that I love the movie Midsommar, even with the gory grossness in it. I love it.
Yeah.
I'd like to watch it again, but I'm like, oh, I don't think I could. But movies, like the slasher movies, I never got into.
I did after the movie Scream came out.
Yeah,
Scream was really good.
Scream was good, yeah. You watched Scream?
Yeah.
Should you have watched Scream? Yeah, he could have watched Scream.
Fine.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah.
I'm not like a baby, you know?
I know. Jeez. But Hunter, people are listening to this and they're judging my abilities as a parent.
because after Scream came out, I watched like the first five Halloween films. I watched the first three Friday the 13th movies. And
you know, this is going to sound horrible. I remember going to a sleepover and watching Sleepaway Camp. And never, ever, 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 ever wanting to watch a horror movie again in my life. And being scared of outhouses for the rest of my life. And I was like probably 10, well, no, probably 12, 13, I would say. And have you seen that movie?
It's terrible.
Like, it is terrible. But I probably watch it now and it probably isn't that scary. But I was like, no, I'm done. I'm done. I'm never watching a slasher movie. As long as I live, which is not true, because then I went and saw the Amityville Horror when they did the remake of it in the movie theater.
Yeah, which that's not a slasher. That's supernatural. That's
True enough. You're right. There's something about the slasher, like the blood and the gore. I just don't like it. I like something more psychological.
Which is funny because I'm afraid of the dark a little bit.
Oh.
My brain starts going full tilt sometimes.
Starts being like, hey, what if there's something at the edge of your bed right now?
Which is funny because
I can't sleep.
Because I enjoyed watching The Conjuring, which is kind of the same premise of like ghosts and everything.
Yeah.
So I kind of like those kind of movies too.
Yeah, like I really love The Ring. Creeped me the heck out.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it.
No.
There's just blah.
But just blah too. Yeah, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. The way people like to spook themselves is so different. See, but to me, like, the ultimate creepy is something like The Shining, right? Like, that movie creeps the hell out of me every time. I know what's happening. I've watched it because I love Kubrick, and I've watched it multiple times because it's just beautiful, but
yeah.
I like horror movies, but I'm a scaredy cat.
Are you a little bit of a scaredy cat? You take it after your mom. I'm a little bit of a scaredy cat, too.
I like them. Those are cool.
Yeah. So Halloween's coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Somebody follows me on Instagram. We have a big, huge tree in our backyard, like the biggest elm tree you've ever seen. And it's just been like depositing. Like I literally rake for an hour and then come back 2 hours later and it looks like I did nothing that bad. But I had somebody on Instagram message me and say, like, that tree's getting pretty stripped. Like, when's your first snow forecasted? Halloween usually is the day.
Yeah.
So we don't have much. Like, it's like once Halloween hits, it's kind of...
That's it.
But still a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Let's talk about last weekend.
Last weekend was busy.
So the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market ran on Saturday and Sunday. And a huge shout out and congrats and pat on the back to Em and the crew and all the volunteers, because they freaking pulled it out again.
Yeah.
It was great. We stopped in early on Saturday and it was packed in there.
Yeah.
Like we were there like 10:30.
Probably just a little bit after it opened up.
Yeah. And they said they had a couple people waiting in line even for it because they heard they didn't get in last time because of how busy it was. But I think they found their stride here. Yeah. It's a great venue for it here at the university. Lots of room. They were able to provide more space. So it was way more accessible, a lot easier to breathe, more vendors, DJs. It was great.
It's a great time.
Yeah. So we popped in Saturday. I messaged a little bit and she's like, yeah, it's fantastic. Every day was busy. Nice to have it spread over 2 days. So it wasn't quite as jam packed, but there was always a constant lot of people in there. they do a raffle where they get the vendors who can to donate items, and then they sell tickets. Raised over $3,000 with the raffle, which was fantastic. So kudos to everybody.
Yeah.
Big round of applause. The next market, a little birdie told me, is probably going to be in the spring, I think in April. Thinking we will probably try to get a table.
If it's in April, we'll definitely be there.
So keep your ears to the ground. Please follow the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market on Instagram and Facebook.
Yep.
Fantastic crew of people who deserve tons of praise for what they've been putting together, because it's not easy and they did a great job.
That's really well organized, I'll have to say that.
Right?
Yep.
Like maps, they had like sanitizer and masks available. There were tons of people there to ask questions. I know when I was a vendor, you weren't really there the last time, but they take care of their vendors, constantly checking in, you know, asking if we need anything. It's fantastic. So if you can, if you're a vendor, definitely recommend trying to get in there.
Yep.
Also last weekend
was the record sale,
which you handled on your own.
Yes.
How was the record sale?
Not as busy as last time for some reason.
Yeah, hey?
Yeah. They had that spurt for the first hour and then it just kind of
died right down, eh?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, I tend to think the fall one is always a little slow.
Yeah.
It's the spring one that's definitely busy, but I have heard rumors they're looking at 3 times a year.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. So it'd be spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah.
Keep your ears peeled, but we will be again at the spring one.
Yes.
Which is March
17th.
Yeah. So we'll have a table there. We got some nice stuff.
Oh yeah.
It's so funny, like it's not quantity, it's quality lately, right? So you end up getting yourself a nice nifty
melancholy and infinite sadness.
Yeah, and I got a nice
Okay Computer.
Thank you, Vintage Vinyl show sponsor for having that one in stock. And something else happened last weekend.
Tell.
It was your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Happy birthday to Daniel. There if anybody go. Here is in Winnipeg and likes singing.
Oh, you came out this Saturday to Limelight.
Limelight.
I'll be there belting out some tunes.
That's right. Come
with
join
my
us.
My old friend, Jose Cuervo.
Yes, his old friend. When the two of them get together, it's quite the time.
Oh, yes. Me and Jose go back a long time.
So, yeah, come on down if you're in Winnipeg and you want to just hang out, say hi, have a beer, drink a song.
Stuff.
I'm tired. I've had a week, but this week has definitely been.
Yeah, she got beat down.
Oh my God. You showed me a TikTok of like Chris Farley. I can't remember what movie that's from. Is that Tommy Boy?
I think that's Tommy Boy.
Where he's like tumbling down a hill and it's like Monday and he's tumbling. It's like Tuesday he's tumbling. Then Wednesday he like gets his footing and he's like, okay, this is fine. And then Thursday and he's tumbling down, a Friday. I'm like, that was my week. Like legit. Yeah. So when you showed me that, I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
Because Wednesday was like, maybe this is not.
Bad. Oh no, wait,
no.
There it goes.
No. So my brain's a little dead. But anything exciting coming up? I don't really think so. The Maybe with the Zoo is still going on until
the 29th, I think it's still going on. Yeah, Comic-Con's next weekend.
Yes, Comic-Con's a big one. They keep adding people.
They do.
Jeez. It's going to be a good one.
My wallet's like, stop.
Right? I know you were kind of not thinking of any meet and greets until recently.
Yeah. Well, there was a couple.
Yeah. But that's about it I can think of.
Yeah, right now my brain is, right now Flash Photo Fest is still going across the city.
That's right. If you're into the whole photography thing, definitely check them out.
Go to Eventbrite as well if you want to join in on a big photo walk through Osborne Village this Saturday.
I was going to say that's this weekend, so definitely go check that out. It's going to be really neat. They're having a couple of contemporary dancers.
Yes.
Coming along to help do posing and stuff, and they're even going to be stopping at Vintage Vinyl, I've heard.
That's right.
So if you want to take pictures of dancers with records.
Yeah. Go check it out.
Here is your golden opportunity.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything else really that's going on in the next little while.
That's what I mean. It seems like it peaks like mid to end October, and then everybody starts to like get into hibernation mode.
Yeah, there's still a lot of markets going on too.
Still a ton of markets. Yeah, if you're into the more mainstream stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of that.
There's also the Six Pines. The haunted attraction there.
If you're into the haunted house thing.
Deer Meadow Farms has one going on too.
I've never done. You've done one.
I've done Six Pines, yeah.
Is it scary?
The first time, I wasn't really scared. The second time, there was a guy in a panda suit. I just thought it was just a panda sitting there. But really, it was a guy with a panda suit with a chainsaw. So yeah, I screamed like a little girl.
Nice, Daniel. that's another thing. I'm like, you know, if I want to get scared, I just open a bill at home. Like, what do I need to pay? Right? It's like, oh, God. The joys of adulting.
Yeah.
Should we get into
Let's play some more music.
All right. We got the man, the creepy deepy. Deepy?
Creepy deepy.
Screaming Jay Hawkins here. Whistling past the grave.
Night train with an arm full of boxcars on the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. Busted up a chaperone way out by the Kokomo. Cooked up a mess of mulligan and got into a fight. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, top of one-eyed jack. You probably seen me sleeping out by the railroad tracks. Asked the Prince of Darkness about the smoke from the stack. Sometimes I kill a jackal and suck out all the blood. Steal myself a station wagon, driving it to the mine. A whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. I know you've seen my headlight and the honking of my horn. I'm calling out my bloodhound, chase the devil out the corn. Last night I cracked the Mississippi, and now it's dry as a bone. I was born in a taxi cab, I ain't never going home. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. My eyes have seen the glory of the draining of the ditch. I'm coming to Baton Rouge to find myself a witch. I'm gonna switch me a couple of them every time it rains. You gotta see a locomotive, probably think it's a train. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba, papa, one-eyed jack. Sunshine is just a twinkle in my eye. I got a ring around my finger called the 4th of July. When I get lonesome, a tear falls from my cheek. There's gonna be an ocean in the middle of the week. Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. Mean mother hubba papa, one-eyed jack. I come in on the night train with an arm full of boxcars. On the wings of a magpie across a hooligan night. I'm gonna tear off a rainbow and wear it for a tie. I never told the truth, so how in the hell could I tell a lie? Whistling past the graveyard, stepping on a crack. I'm a mean mother hubba papa, a one-eyed jack. Ah.
Yeah, haunted house.
Sun goes down and the moon comes up. I turn into a teenage goo goo muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets. Looking for something that is nice to eat. When I show up, the goo goo muck. I'm the night head hunter looking for a head. With the way out body underneath that head. I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. Teenage tiger and a cuckoo buck. You better duck when I show up, the cuckoo muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the cuckoo muck tiger and a teenage beast. Show up, the cuckoo muck. And sing, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the goo 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 goo. And sing.
We'll be right back.
right, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
Weekend,
come down to Limelight. Wish this guy a happy birthday. Yeah. All right, everybody. We'll catch you next time.
Ooh. Ooh, very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say he's cool.
It's a
move. Don't believe what your parents say.
From the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Beepo! Boy, is he nuts. Ha ha ha!